guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode, it's all about DIY Halloween costumes. And I'm so excited.
Me too. I love seeing homemade. Y'all, they're best.
Okay, you thought you did good submitting photos last week for our DIY fall and Halloween decor, home decor projects, but wow.
You did lots. Yeah.
You delivered. I'm excited. We're going to go through these pretty quickly because we have a lot to get through. And as I mentioned last week, I've got a couple of traumatizing photos that I'm going to be sharing of myself as a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just want to let everybody know that I am dressed up as a car wash worker today.
She's just wearing a hoodie today.
It says car wash on it, which means
your
I work
car wash.
I'm festive.
I wore my pumpkin shirt again. All right, let's dive right in.
And let's do it.
Let's do this. So we're going to start with Anne Marie.
Anne Marie.
My gosh. Okay, so I'll read her description. She said, for Christmas of 2022 was a Minnie Mouse inspired parade costume for 2 to 4 year olds to match Minnie at their Disney trip, which is super cute. And then the second one is a Boba Fett costume for a 4 year old. She said, I hope you love them as much as I do. I do love these.
These are amazing.
The little Boba Fett dress. It's so creative. It's a dress, but the bodice looks like Boba Fett's helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And the bow to match. I mean, how stinking cute.
I'm a sucker for Minnie, though.
Oh, and that dress. Little green velvet dress with the red coat. I mean, that is just stunning.
It is. We need to see a picture of Minnie Mouse because I think she is based off of Minnie Mouse's actual costume, right?
Yeah. But can we talk about the Raggedy Ann?
Yes, we can, because she is such a little doll.
Oh, literally a little doll.
Yeah.
These are beautiful.
I love the big, I don't know if you can buy Rickrack that large.
You can.
You can?
Okay. You can.
So yes, that's adorable. big Rickrack.
Yes.
I love it. It's on her little apron.
So cute. So just a little girl dressed up as Raggedy Ann, but she's got the yarn wig and everything.
So cute.
So stinking cute. Emery,
the Mary Janes.
Huh?
The Mary Janes.
I know. Yeah. These are so cute. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Candace submitted. Is this a Minecraft?
It is. Yes.
Okay. My son used to be into Minecraft, so this is.
You can tell by the sword.
This is the Ender Dragon from Minecraft, mm-hmm. which is from last year's Halloween for her son. We made him not one, but 2 dragon heads, one for school and one for Halloween. That's smart. From cardboard boxes, so they looked boxy like they are in the game. Mm-hmm. We also sewed on wings to a black hoodie. He loved it so much that he wants to wear it again this year. Oh, that's awesome. I love it when creativity, sewing and other mediums kind of come together to create these fun projects and costumes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bet he loves this so much more than anything you could have possibly bought online or at a store. And what a fun experience for him to probably get to be a part of that, creation.
Mm-hmm. Painting it and stuff.
Yes.
So proud, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Krista submitted some photos. Oh, my goodness. First of all, this little baby is dressed up as I Love Lucy, and it is adorable.
It's so cute.
Oh, my gosh. And then the next photo is a little girl dressed up as the Tin Man she's got a silver dress on with the red heart on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And then there's the Scarecrow
and Dorothy.
And Dorothy from Wizard of Oz
and her little red dress. Slippers.
And they're all just skipping down the sidewalk. It's such a cute photo.
I love when families they have a theme.
Oh, I know.
It's so cute.
I never could get my family to do that.
Right?
Never. Never.
No, but, even my kids, Jack wants to be a pirate and Bianca wants to be a Grim Reaper. So
Yeah.
Not the same.
I think we've been the Grim Reaper once. We still have the staff with the...
Yeah, exactly.
She said, Krista said, I have several costumes in my shop, but if I were to talk about one of them, it would be my love, be the my Lucy inspired dress. I love getting pictures from my customers because each of their children's looks unique in the dress. So she makes these and sells them.
Oh, okay.
I also make an Ethel dress to go along with it. Oh. Many sets of twins over the years have dressed up as Lucy and Ethel.
Oh my goodness.
My gosh. The dresses are in coordinating fabrics with identifying aprons. I sell anywhere from 50 to 150 Lucy inspired costumes every Halloween season. Oh my gosh.
Well, I will post her. I will try to find her.
Krista, that's awesome.
Her. What do you call it? Her Etsy shop. Whatever she uses, yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's amazing. We'll definitely share it. Maybe a little late for this year because this is airing on Halloween, but save it for next year. You might want to go ahead and put in your order for next year. That is so cute.
So cute.
I want to see the Ethel now.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Koya, she'd... Oh. My gosh. Okay, so this is a giant spider costume. I honestly am going to admit that I am terrified of spiders, so clicking on this photo and making it bigger on my computer screen right now is just not something I want to do, but it is amazing. It's so good.
It's like, good.
It's so good. I can't tell that there's a person in this costume other than the little legs sticking out, and it took me a second to figure out which legs were human.
Yeah, and she even has like a little panel so like they can see through.
They can see.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And when the child squats down, it looks like the spider's crawling on the ground. Ugh. This is
gives me the EBGBs.
it is one of those. It's like if I saw this walking down the street, I would freak out. Because it's not a scary looking spider, it's just a huge spider.
Yeah.
So let me read this to you guys. Back in 2016, our youngest son, he was 11 at the time, wanted to be a type of jumping spider. I couldn't say this if I wanted to, so I'm just going to say it's a type of jumping spider. For a drama class that he was taking, everyone had to dress up and give a speech on something they loved. It was his idea, and I helped him execute it. You delivered.
Yeah.
You didn't just execute. You delivered.
So that wasn't even a Halloween costume.
Yeah. Together, we assembled the costume using fleece and old bed pillow stuffing. So smart. He did the cutting, I did the pattern making, and we both did the sewing. So awesome. Mm-hmm. I also purchased him a pair of black long john type pajamas, a top and bottom, a pair of black gloves, and a pair of black socks. He had, we had a lot of fun working together to make it. And we even went to the park and did a mini photo video shoot of him jumping around. Oh, I still have the costume in storage. We even made a little fly that I had on a string during the speech. That is so stinking cute. Oh my goodness. Aww. This is so sweet.
That's awesome.
I love it when you get the kids involved.
Yeah.
And he's never going to forget that. This is probably going to be one of his most favorite costumes of all time because he got to be involved in making it and bringing his vision to life. And you taught him so many skills doing this process together. So while it's creepy, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
But it would scare me. I don't like those jumping spiders.
I've seen some TikToks and they are very nice spiders.
They're
adorable and they're very inquisitive.
When you make them human size.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying.
But like I see these videos on TikTok and I'm just like, okay, I can, you know, the way that they like handle and so I'm like, I can see how kind of cute they are, I guess. And they look up at you with, like, all their eyes.
I know. Oh, I just don't do spiders. I have a whole story about it. I was traumatized as a child. We're not going to talk about it. Okay. We're moving on. All right. Hannah submitted two bag projects. So these are really cute. It looks like the first one's, like, a bigger tote. But honestly, this would be, like, the cutest trick-or-treat bag, which is probably what they use it for.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's done some heat transfer vinyl to put The name Skylar on it with some little candies. Bat, a ghost, super stinking cute.
I love the bottom fabric like that.
I do too.
Is that Joann's?
Probably.
It reads Joann's, but I'm obsessed with it.
It's like little spooky village of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next photo is a zipper pouch, but it's like a fanny pack, but it's like cute little fall bat ghost pumpkin fabric. But do you see the zipper pull?
Oh, is that the
Jack Skellington?
Yes, yes. I've seen those floating around. This is a pattern from it's called the Ninth Avenue Belt Bag by Sally Tomato.
Oh, perfect.
And she used her Halloween fabric kit to make it.
I love good kits.
She just wanted to be a little festive. But that's the thing, that if you're not into making costumes, you can definitely make things to, you know, use like the bags or just, you know, something festive just so that you can, you know.
Yeah. I'm actually going to, while we're talking about that, I'll show this one. This is a black canvas tote that was pre-bought. Like, I mean, this is from like the craft store, right? And then I just cut out a purple cauldron and applique that on. And I did the little green bubbles.
Nice.
And that's all. It's all applique.
Easy project.
Easy, and it's a big bag, so it's great for trick-or-treating, and it's a nice strong bag.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cute little trick-or-treat. So yeah, you can do some fun stuff with, if you're not into like doing the whole costumes, but you want to make a custom like little trick-or-treat bag.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute. All right, Hannah, we love your bags. Thank you for sharing those.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is Janice.
Another little cute baby.
Oh, she's a little cowgirl. Look at those cow print leggings and her little fringe on her vest that is bedazzled, and her little fringe, little slippers. Oh my gosh, this is so stinking cute. I'm sorry, but little babies in costumes are just the cutest thing ever.
I know. Just wait until you see my babies in their costumes.
Aww. 1 year old, 1 year old granddaughter as a cowgirl, flare pants, white leotard, and self-drafted vest using pink faux suede. And then she said,
a little bell sleeve.
She said, I had to add the rhinestone embellishments.
So cute.
I mean, it's like country chic cowgirl meets Dolly, you know? I mean, it's so cute with the rhinestones.
Mm-hmm.
So stinking cute. I love this. Thank you, Janice. Thank you. Okay, Jennifer.
Now, oh, this is goodness. Something. Yeah. We have to start with the inspiration. She drew.
Hold on. Let me read the description.
Okay.
I think we need, because I don't think I could do this justice for those listening.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer says, I wanted to make a Disney costume, but in a different way. I wanted to be Cinderella's castle. It was the first project I have sketched out because I knew I would have to custom make some of the pattern. I took a vintage McCall's pattern for the dress and overskirt. I then created a pattern for the bodice. There was a little trial and error for materials and how to attach it. Then I added some stained glass fabric and trim to the inside of the overskirt, inspired by the tunnel through the castle at Walt Disney World. And of course, I had to show it off to Cinderella herself. She wore this to Disney. First of all, her sketch is on point. Absolutely stunning. And then we go into these photos, and I am so impressed.
Look at her. She's getting off the tram. She's at Disney.
She's so excited. And her and Cinderella together is the cutest. But I think my favorite photo is her in front of the castle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She is gorgeous. The castle in front of the castle. And that stained glass fabric on the inside of that overskirt is stunning.
I love how it's like in the shape of one of the windows. It's so cute.
Yes. I mean, she did so good. I am impressed.
That would be so hard to like to be able to, because the bodice is the castle. You have to see these photos.
Now, I think her name's Jessica. Well, I was saying Jennifer.
Oh.
Because the photos are labeled Jessica, but the folder is labeled Jennifer.
Oh, I know. I accidentally did that. It's Jessica.
I'm sorry, Jessica. We can blame Ashley for that. But Jessica, your photos are stunning. I'm so glad you took the time to share these with us because I am so impressed. Mm-hmm. I almost think you should frame that sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the photo of you in front of the castle and with, like, you should make a whole little stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos. I mean,
love it.
I feel like you've entered the cosplay world with this one. Yeah. So good. So good. Lindsay, for the 2022 Halloween, she did a Pooh-themed family costume. So she dressed up as Winnie the Pooh. Her little one dressed up as a honey pot. And then mm-hmm. she had one dressed up as Kanga and then one as Piglet. So, I mean, these are so stinking cute.
I know.
I love this.
Even a little spot for the baby kangaroo. Like, she has a little pouch.
I know, the little pouch. Or she, well, she had the baby kangaroo.
Oh, is that what?
Stuffed animal with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cute. I love the little Piglet dress. Mm-hmm. And then the honey pot is just to die for.
He's a little ham.
That was perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. I think this is so cute. And I love a good theme. And I feel like you can really pull off a theme when they're little.
Yes.
Once they get to a certain age, they want to be whatever they want to be. I missed. Mm-hmm. I think Brock and I dressed up as like Mario and Luigi once, where he had the Mario costume and I had the adult Luigi costume and he made me wear the mustache and everything. It's super fun.
I think this is the theme of the next one. There is no theme and everybody did their own thing.
For Michelle?
I think she's in that stage where they won't do it together. Everybody has their own ideas.
Michelle and I went to high school together.
Oh.
And she does a lot of, she does the Disney marathons where they dress up in costume for the race. So everybody that goes to the races that run at Disney, they're in costume and sometimes they're very elaborate costumes. And so they love to dress up and she loves doing DIY like costumes, but I love that she gets her family involved. I think they're at Disney right now for fall break.
Oh, really?
But I love these costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an Easter bunny for Halloween?
It might be. I'm not sure if that's from a movie.
I don't know. Oh, and look at the minion.
So her daughter there is the troll. What's the girl's name?
Poppy.
Poppy, that's it. And then she is Mavis.
Mavis.
Transylvania.
Love those movies.
Yeah. Bianca was Mavis 1 year, actually.
I love Mavis. And then the minion costume is on point.
She made that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And then,
how would you even make that?
I don't even know.
It's like super thick foam?
I don't even know. I'll have to ask.
It's holding its pill shape. It's impressive.
It is. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is the whole family. And it looks like Michelle and her husband are Poppy and Branch from Trolls.
Yeah.
And then one little girl is a witch and another one is Ariel, the little mermaid. And I love the seashells and skirt. That is so cute. So, so cute. Let me see. Okay. I enjoy Halloween as much as my girls. For 2022, I was a minion. So that's Michelle.
She was?
Yes. She always loves to go out. She said that costume was made out of foam camping mattress covered in felt.
Huh.
The mouth was where you could see my face and allowed me to breathe. That is too funny. She's made all of, like, this is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so impressed, Michelle. Kudos. I love seeing all of this. And I love that your whole family gets into it.
Yeah.
Super cute.
The husbands, I find, don't always.
They don't always. But
my husband would not. He's a bummer.
All right. So the next one is Monica. Well, that's so Monica. And she is a popcorn. How stinking cute and creative is this?
That is definitely spray foam. That's perfect.
It looks just like popcorn.
Yeah. It's perfect.
And it looks like it's like drapes over the front of her, like over the shoulder, so it's like easy to wear and take mm-hmm. off. But mm-hmm. she's looking like a snack. What can I say? Monica, you did a good job.
Is she a salty snack?
Or is she like that, what is the sweet popcorn?
Like caramel corn or...
Caramel corn or...
Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, maybe she is. I would say she is. She's so sweet. Stephanie made what looks like a Buzz Lightyear dress.
Yeah.
So I made my daughter and I coordinating Buzz Lightyear and Woody Disney bounding outfits. Both were made from 1970s vintage patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I love when you guys take a theme and then you create it into, like, you don't make the costume look exactly
right
like the character. Mm-hmm. But I look at her dress and I instantly knew that this was Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
Like instantly with the color.
I would wear that. I love that.
It also helps that she's standing in front of Buzz Lightyear's like.
Yes. I have a special place in my heart for that movie, the Toy Story 1. I remember when it came out.
I
just love them. And I also love the actor. You know, I love Tim Allen. So.
Yeah. So good. So mm-hmm. good. Thank you, Stephanie. And then we have Suzanne, which, by the way, is my middle name. So I love that name. You don't see it very often. Okay. What do we have here?
We have a crow.
My daughter desperately wanted to be a crow for Halloween in 2021. I have no clue why.
That's what I don't know. This is the stuff that, like, you wouldn't be able to go to the Halloween store and be like, where's your crow costumes?
This is why it's so cool to be able to sew and craft, because your kid at some point is going to come to you and say, I want to be something that is not store-bought.
Yeah.
Right? She said, I made her a costume by sewing like 20 cheap black feather boas to a little summer dress I made that summer, but she had torn it. And so then she was able to hand stitch on the black boas and use the dress while working on, we found the mask at Target by some miracle. And everywhere my daughter went that year, she left a little trail of black feathers and joy.
That would be how a crow would be to you, I'm sure.
2 years later, and we are still randomly finding black feathers around the house.
Oh my goodness.
This year, she's going to be a husky. And the faux fur is already everywhere, and I haven't even started cutting.
Oh my, what? She is.
I love this child.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she's not mine.
Is she going through, like, the list of spirit animals or something?
I don't know.
What?
I have to say, though, the wings are on point.
Yeah.
The wings may and the mask make this costume.
She got that mask at Target. Like, what is...
That's so random.
It is.
But it's perfect.
Yeah.
Has she seen the movie Birds?
Yeah. You should traumatize her and show her that movie at some point.
She won't want to be a crow again, that's for sure. Or maybe she will. Who knows? Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go to Ashley's.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley with this little chunk-a-monk dinosaur. Oh my gosh, that is the cutest little baby Jack I've ever seen. Oh my gosh, she's gonna start crying.
Like in Canada it gets really really cold.
Yeah,
so like for a baby we're gonna go with fleece. So I made this really cute, and I don't even know what I used to make it. Like, I don't remember. But I put a zipper on the front. I made the pants separate. I made the whole, it's like a coat, basically, with a hood. And then the spines go all the way down the hood and the back of the super cute, what do you call it, coat. But I had to take a professional photo of him.
I love it.
Look at all those little dimples on his hand.
I know. I love them when they're chunky little babies.
Because he was born in March, so he was like, what is that, like 6 months at this time? So he was like the perfect chubbiness.
And then you made a costume for Blueberry, your dog.
This is a tutorial, actually.
Oh, awesome. I love the little bat wings.
Yeah, it was just like Velcroed around him. So as he walked, the wings go like this.
Oh, flap up and down.
Yeah. That's and I'm so... so I'm so bad at taking photos that I just included two reels that I will put on the screen so that you can see Bianca in her witch dress, that her witch costume we did last year. So and cute. Then Jack was in his army costume. I didn't take any photos.
He wanted to be a little army soldier.
I'll tell you though, I made that army was just like a regular like free pants pattern, and then the coat or top was the birch button up by So Little Seam, and he still wears that army costume. Oh, and I went and got a helmet from the dollar store, and I used that fabric and I glued it onto the helmet so that it is cohesive, and he's just like obsessed with it still. And then I just got a gun to like accessorize.
I love it. So I do have a picture. It's on my phone, but I will send it to you, Ashley, so that you can put it on the screen. This is the first project I made for Brock. He was 3 months old at Halloween. So he was still very much little. And it too can get very cold here Halloween. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a blue sweatshirt and sweatpants, but I appliqued the Superman logo to the front, and then I put a cape on it, but I attached it with buttons so we could take it off.
Yeah.
Or when he's in his car seat and stuff. So he loved it. And I have this picture of him looking like he was flying around. But look at that little baby Superman. Brock.
So cute.
Look at those cheeks.
Oh my God.
And then I'll have to post this one too. But last year was the second time I made a costume for Brock. So fast forward 16 years and I made him his second costume. And it was a new Harry Potter cloak. Mm-hmm. And I have tons of photos of it. But the reason I made it is because he had a Harry Potter cloak when he was younger. And there, I have a picture of him standing wearing that cloak with his wand. And then last year I made him, we still had that cloak. So I made him try it on and it was like short sleeves on him.
Uh-huh.
And so I made him a new one. And it's just funny to see the size comparison of the same cloak on him. And we made him a new one and he really loves it. And it was nice and warm last year because it was like a rainy, cold night. So, so those are the two that I've done for Brock. Believe it or not, that's it. But I wanted to show over on Michael's YouTube channel, maybe 2 years ago. You can search for it. I made these really cute little masks as a tutorial. We did it in a live Zoom class. There's a kitten, there's a mummy, there's a Frankenstein, and there's a pumpkin.
No, and,
these are cute for kids and they're really easy to make and they're just felt. And then I just line them with some cotton fabric so they're not scratchy, but they're just a fun, like if they need something quick for school and you don't want to send them in a really nice costume, cause you know, they're going to mess it up. There's that.
Even adults, if you just like, don't even want to, you're just like, yeah, I'll dress up. And then you put like that on and then you just like put a tail on. You're like, look, I'm a cat.
I thought I would kind of wrap up with some pictures of my costumes as a child.
Yeah.
Because my mom literally was the definition of Pinterest before Pinterest was a thing. Every party was themed. Everything had a costume. I had special outfits for every minor or major life event. And so Halloween was no exception. However, as I mentioned before, Halloween was one of those where you dress up, you get candy. It's like a fall harvest party. It's not a spooky thing. It's we kind of go from one end of the spectrum to the other. So, one of my costumes one year, just to give you perspective on how conservative we could be with our costumes, I was Mary.
Ooh, and Mary.
And my basket had baby Jesus in it, which I'm pretty sure was a Cabbage Patch doll. And super I'm wearing cute. This was for the church harvest party.
Okay.
But then the rest of them, we got pretty creative with. My friend Megan and I love to dress up as things together. And we typically would go trick-or-treating together. And one year we decided that we were going to be a pair of dice.
What? Why? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Those are those giant computer boxes that we painted and put dice stickers on them, and we had a hole for our head and our arms, but we couldn't, like, look at me.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even, like, bring my arms to the front.
You're like, just put it in the
bucket. I got my big old coat on underneath it, but let me tell you what was so horrible about this costume. It's pitch black outside. We're going through these yards. I tripped
over
a tree root, and I fell, and I couldn't catch myself, and I, like, the neck of the box, like, right across my neck. So I would not recommend that. But other than that, I mean, we were too cute in our little boxes. Then this one, I wanted to be a pumpkin, so my mom made me a little pumpkin outfit, headband and all. So my mom made that one.
That's sweet.
Now, this one was legit my favorite costume of all time. I spent hours yesterday going through so many photos. I know for a fact that there is a photo of me standing up in this costume, and we could not find it.
I was
standing up in the costume, bobbing for apples at a Halloween party. And I had the whole, like, red hair and everything. So this is my Ariel costume. So you don't really get the full scope of it. My brother was Robin Hood. She made that one. I'm in my Ariel skirt, but there was, okay, so it was like a teal skirt that came down and a tail that came up.
Oh.
Guy that was stuffed. And it would use fishing line to keep the tail attached to the side of the skirt so it would make that shape. Mm. And then I had a leotard with seashells sewn onto the front.
Aww.
So it was a really cute, one of my favorites. This next one was one of another, I was obsessed with this character. This was a store-bought costume, but Megan, who I, again, always trick-or-treated with, had a me-made costume. And it's probably one of the most creative me-made costumes I've ever seen. So I'm going to show you. I was Big Bird, which was terrifying. But can you tell what Megan was? She's a bag of jelly beans.
Oh, a bag of jelly beans.
So it's a clear bag.
Yeah.
And a bunch of little colored balloons stuffed down in it around her body. And it says jelly beans on the front.
Oh my God.
Like, our moms were super creative and crafty and sewed and made all sorts of fun stuff. So yeah, we were not traditional costumes. I was that year though. I had to be Big Bird. And this last one is the most traumatizing one. You ready for this?
I am.
I made this mask with my mom. Now, when I told my mom I was looking for this picture, she's like, "You were never this for Halloween." I was like, "Yes, I was."
Oh,
she
blocked it out?
She did not remember this. And when I showed it to her yesterday, we about died.
Oh my God.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I was a troll.
Oh, like a real, like the little trolls.
With the gems in their bellies?
Yes.
I wasn't allowed to wear like a short shirt to put a gem in my belly. So I actually drew one on the shirt, but you can't see that. I have a little sign I'm holding up that says Happy Halloween.
Oh my goodness.
Acid wash jeans with the paint splatter.
Mm-hmm.
But that mask we made.
Wow.
It's terrifying.
It's a little.
So creepy. I still remember what it felt like to wear it. And like how itchy it was on the inside and stinky from like the glue.
Oh my goodness. So you probably have some damage, brain damage too.
I remember coloring the hair pink.
See, the trolls that we were so obsessed with, because that was like, I mean, that was like one of the first like collectible things, like, you had like My Little Ponies and trolls and stuff. They weren't cute. Like, they didn't have anything cute. And now like all the new trolls, you know, the Pixar trolls, are adorable. And yeah, I would collect those.
Like,
but
I still like the old ones, and they had the gems in their bellies, and I would take felt and make them little shirts and pants and stuff.
I'm still traumatized because I had a clown troll and I left it at a banquet hall in the bathroom, and my dad wouldn't go back and get it, and I still think of that troll now and again.
I had a fanny pack that I wore to the zoo one day. It was full of trolls and candy. And I took it off while we were at a binge taking a little break. and I left it, and we didn't realize it till we were in the car leaving, and my mom wouldn't let me go back to get it. I still remember that.
See, those things, I tell you, you know? And it's so funny because, like, because of that event in my life, Jack had this little Mario toy that he brought everywhere. It was always in his hand. He clutched it, right? We went to a restaurant, and he left it there. And I'm like, we're going back! No, I'm not doing this. Like, he's going to remember this moment for the rest of his life, because I did.
But you know what? Now I'm, like, so self-aware of where my stuff is when I'm in public, yeah. And I don't let anything out of my sight, and I hold... And I feel like it taught me a lesson, but at the same time...
Hurt. It hurt.
It breaks my heart even now.
Yeah. Little Bethany.
Little Bethany misses her fanny pack of candy and troll dolls.
I've even went on like eBay, and I'm like, maybe I can buy it again.
No, those are special items I'll never have again. Mm-hmm. It's I'll okay, never because had honestly, trolls. If I had kept it, I still to this day would not have remembered that moment. I would not mm-hmm. have remembered the fanny pack or the trolls. So, I mean, it's fine.
Core memory.
It is. It's not mm-hmm. a happy one either. I was so devastated.
Me too.
I was so worried that someone else was going to take my stuff.
Oh, they were. And they were probably playing with it and just eating your candy.
My little trolls. Now this is probably the same year that I chose to be this creepy troll.
Probably.
I was around that age.
It probably ended up in the lost and found and just sat there for like a year.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
This was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. Y'all's creativity continues to blow us away.
Yes.
That spider.
Share your projects. If you are still working on things, we would love to share it with the audience.
Yeah. You know, if you've created something where I know this is airing on Halloween, mm-hmm. but if you finished your project for this year, because a lot of the ones that were submitted were from last year, which we love seeing, but if you finished your project for this year, please share it. And tag us so we can share it on our stories over on Instagram. We'd love to see it. Or send us a DM and let us know what you made this year. We'd love to see it. I know we'll probably do this again next year, but I mean,
for sure.
I'm at the point where my kid is like grown. He's 17 this year. He is going to wear his Harry Potter cloak again.
That's good.
So, he just loves Harry Potter. And you know, as long as he wants to do that stuff, I'm like, go for it, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, be a kid while you can be a kid.
Does he have a Halloween kind of event or anything that he...
No, we just go trick-or-treating, and all of our neighbors that know Brock and have known him for several years that we've lived here, they always have extra candy set aside for him, and it's really cute.
So this year, I decided I'm gonna have a little...
Halloween party.
Neighborhood Halloween party. We have, like, 13 kids in our little area, so, I'm gonna have, like, a Pinterest... Halloween
Look
party.
At you.
Play some Halloween games and then like just have some like Halloween themed snacks and then you know maybe some fun like older Halloween music, you know?
I love it. We used to live in a neighborhood where Halloween was a big deal and there was a block party and there was a house that you could walk through that was literally a haunted house. And people would come from all over to go to their haunted house. And you walk through their, like, a whole thing is spooky.
Like their main floor?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so
and it
cool.
would go all the way out through the house to the backyard.
Wow.
The pool, come back through. Yeah. Yeah. This was in Florida. It was like a part of the experience. And then hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of people would park in our neighborhood because it was a... All the houses were kind of close together and there were sidewalks on both sides of the street. So everybody would just park in the street wherever they could find space. And then they would just jump out and walk through all because so many houses. And we would just go all over. And it's funny, like the kids knew each other from school and stuff. So they would all get in these groups and go. And then the parents would just kind of follow behind. And some parents would hand out candy to the kids and drinks to the parents. pets. And so he just kind of walked around.
Yes, we have a few of those houses. We're like, you want some wine?
Want some wine? You want a Jello shot? Want a beer?
Yes. My neighborhood, like, they hand out some pretty, like, good candy. Like, full-size chocolate bars. My kids get at least, like, 4 to 6 full-size. And I never got that. Like, I think it just depends on what neighborhood.
Yeah.
Some people, like, will go and drive to, like, the rich
neighborhood. We did that as a kid. We would go to those neighborhoods and get full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
And I was just like...
We're not the rich neighborhood, but we're definitely... I don't know.
Some of those neighbors.
We do have some of those neighbors who, you know...
That's fine.
But I am impressed. I guess the neighborhood that I was in wasn't... I don't know.
Yeah.
I maybe got one. If I was like, oh my God! You know, like, it was like... I just hit the mother load. But so when I see the kids, I'm like...
Yeah.
It's so expensive. The candies now, like I just saw at a store, it was 120 mini chocolate bars for $25.
Yeah, it's expensive. You know, we already bought Halloween candy before October 1st and I already opened it and it's already halfway gone. So we're going to have to buy more.
Oh, God.
It happens every year. What we do is because our houses are set back from the road a little bit and we have a lot of little kids in our neighborhood with young families. And so a lot of people will set up like a table at the end of the driveway and we decorate the table. And so we'll usually put our pumpkins that we've carved with like Christmas lights in them. So they're all lit up and we'll have a big thing of candy on the table. And then usually the pups will sit out there with us and we can hand out candy. And then Brock will want to walk around for a little bit. So like Brett will hand out the candy with the dogs and then to the kids that come up. And then Brock and I will walk around a little bit and let him go make a lap around the block and let him get some candy for himself. But we love handing out candy. So
we just do it. It's going to be a hard year for me. I'm not eating sugar right now. So it's going to be really, really hard.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Control.
Are you going to dress up for your party?
I don't know. That was what one of the moms suggested.
Oh, I didn't show my flamingo costume.
Ah.
Should I go put it on? It's right here.
Sure.
Okay. So this is an apron.
Mm-hmm.
And I just attached the tulle, the ribbon, the feather boa up around the neck. And then I cut the flamingo face out of felt. And this is all a pattern and a tutorial on singer.com.
So it looks like the neck goes all the way around, like, because the neck of the flamingo curves.
It does. It goes up and all the way around.
That's so cute.
There's feathers and glitter everywhere from this pattern.
I bet.
And I still have glitter inside of my heavy duty sewing machine that I sew this with.
Really?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Goodness.
But I also made a mini version of this as a dog bandana so Biscuit could match me.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, so she's got a mini version. And so maybe we'll wear this year. I think you should make this, though. It's so easy.
It's like, and then have all that stuff hanging around my... Okay.
It doesn't itch.
No. I mean, like, you just told me that you had glitter still in your sweat.
Okay. That's because I chose glitter tulle.
Yeah.
You do not have to choose glitter tulle. That was a poor choice on my part. The feathers aren't a big deal. This is just tacked on. But this pink apron came from Michael's just like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of, like, you don't even have to do the tulle. You could just do fabric. Like,
it's cute.
I think it's super cute. And it's a fun, like, quick on and off, and you can wear whatever with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna wear this. I actually have not worn it on Halloween before, so maybe I will this year.
You should.
And then you should make one so we can match. Dash.
I have to think about it. I have to think.
When have you ever had to think about it when it comes to flamingos?
Well, because I was looking at the blow-up flamingo costume.
Are you legit going to wear that?
I would totally.
Have you ever been inside one of those blow up costumes?
It's only like half your body. It's like from the waist down, you know,
and then on top.
I don't know.
I've been inside one of those full body. I was a unicorn.
Oh,
so my friend ordered like kids t-shirts, blank t-shirts to create for her kids. on mm-hmm. Amazon, and instead of sending her little white t-shirts, they sent her a giant inflatable unicorn costume.
That's a mix-up.
Yeah, and they just are like, oh, just keep it. We'll send you the shirts. They didn't ask for it back. They don't know how she got it. Anyways, so she kept it, and I went to her house, and I couldn't believe it, so I put it on. And there's a video of me dancing and prancing in this huge unicorn costume.
Oh my God.
It is a vibe. It is a mood. I was like, you got to keep it. She's like, oh, my husband already said he's going to be that unicorn for Halloween that year. I'm pretty sure he was. That's so cute. Oh, I love my flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely ready to do some trick-or-treating and need more candy.
Yep. We will be doing more of these in the future. So always, like, you can just check the website too, the socialhourpodcast.com. We have a little section there where you can check for the submissions page, which is under the contact us. So if you ever want to send us anything, if you have
an idea for a topic and you want to submit it there too, you can.
Mm-hmm.
We are always open to suggestions. I mean, we want this to be a podcast that's engaging and sharing content that aligns with what you want to learn about, what you want to hear about. I know these last two, like today and last week's podcast, were more fun and lighthearted and sharing inspiration, but we've also been really gearing towards like learning more about specific sewing, the right, like, you know, healthy sewing, budget sewing, sewing mm-hmm. history. Like, we've really kind of taken a step in a different direction this year, and we're glad, and we've been getting really positive feedback from it.
Mm-hmm.
People are really enjoying learning more about some different areas of sewing and getting those reminders of better practices for sewing. But we want to keep that going, and, you know, we would love your input.
Yep, for sure.
So be sure to hop on over there. You can also DM us over on Instagram. Be sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can see all of the photos for this podcast that we will have in the video over on YouTube. Same for last week's episode of the home decor. We want you to be able to see those photos. And we're excited.
We only need 94 subscribers to hit our 1,000.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're so close.
I'm sure there's 94 of you listening right now.
Even if you prefer to listen,
yes,
that's fine. We would mm-hmm. appreciate you clicking subscribe over there. All right, guys. Well, until next week, I hope you have a wonderful, spooky, and extra sweet Halloween.
And safe and all the things.
Stay safe. And we can't wait to see the costumes you made this year. All right, guys. Happy sewing. Bye.
Bye.